Hannah Spencer has become the fifth MP representing the Green Party of England and Wales in the House of Commons, and the party's first in the north of England. In her victory speech, she said voters were sick of being let down. She promised to earn the trust of all constituents, whether they voted for her or not. Honesty, hard work, decency. Political analysts say the result signals growing momentum for the Greens beyond their traditional strongholds. Former US President Bill Clinton is expected to appear before a congressional committee investigating the Epstein files. His wife, Hillary Clinton, gave evidence yesterday. She told the hearing she had never met Jeffrey Epstein, nor visited his properties. Mrs. Clinton also called for President Donald Trump to testify under oath regarding his relationship with Epstein. Netflix has withdrawn from the race to acquire Warner Bros., saying it will not increase its offer. The move follows a higher bid from Paramount Global. Warner Bros. Owns major brands, including HBO and the Harry Potter franchise. Netflix says the deal no longer represents good financial value. A 20-year-old woman suing Meta and Google has told a Los Angeles court that social media took over her childhood. She said she signed up to platforms at the age of 6, and by 10 had posted more than 200 videos across multiple accounts. Both companies deny designing their platforms to encourage addiction and say they include safeguards for young users. Nottingham Forest's Europa League playoff against Fenerbahce was halted last night after flares were thrown onto the pitch. Several players were forced to dodge fireworks that appeared to come from the away section. European football's governing body, UEFA, is expected to review the incident. Cloudy tonight, with light rain moving in later. Temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Il y a des jours où tu as l'impression d'avoir échoué. Un projet qui ne marche pas, une opportunité ratée, un rêve qui semble s'éloigner. Mais écoute bien ce que disait Nelson Mandela. Je ne perds jamais. Soit je gagne, soit j'apprends. Quelle mentalité! Mandela n'était pas un homme qui a eu une vie facile. 27 ans en prison. 27 ans. Et pourtant, il ne parlait pas de défaite. Il parlait d'apprentissage. Et toi, quand quelque chose ne marche pas, est-ce que tu dis « j'ai échoué » ou est-ce que tu dis « qu'est-ce que j'ai appris ?» Parce que chaque erreur t'enseigne quelque chose. Chaque difficulté te rend plus fort. Chaque obstacle te prépare à un niveau supérieur. Ce n'est pas la chute qui définit ton avenir. C'est ce que tu fais après. Alors aujourd'hui, change ton langage. Ne dis plus « j'ai perdu ». Dis « j'ai appris ». Et continue d'avancer.